is ridiculous.
Bottom line is, he's the president of the United States. He probably has other things that's on his mind.
I want to know what book he's reading, and I want to know what he's saying.
Why an ascot? Because I want my America back.
Set us straight, Roland Martin.
Roland!
Yes, sir!
Where are you this morning?
I'm in D.C. I've been on early start with Soledad and Zoraida Sambalin. Then I go right back to starting point, then take a break. Then you'll catch me on TV One from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m., a couple times an hour. Then I'm back to CNN from 1 a.m. to 9 a.m. So they got the brother on the late shift.
Working but, his ascot off.
Yes, I'll bring the funk late now. I'll bring the funk late. It's election day all across America. I got one simple word, vote or shut the hell up. Simple as that. Vote or shut the hell up. All right, folks, you name it. They're voting all over the place. One of the individuals, though, who is very close to the president, she has known him for quite some time. She probably knows him much better than anybody else out there other than the first lady, is Valerie Jarrett. She joins us this morning. Valerie, the president, he's doing local interviews in Chicago, and he's keeping up his ritual of playing hoops on Election Day.
Absolutely. Good morning, Roland. Good morning, Tom. It is Election Day. We are so excited. I can hardly believe this day is here. He loves to play little hoops. It's a good luck charm. And so he and many of his friends from childhood who flew into Chicago are going to go have a little fun this afternoon.
In my book, Hill Harper said in 2008, they were hooping, and the president dove for a ball. Another guy dove for a ball, and they slammed heads. And he said, okay, I might want to sit the rest of the game out this day. You can't have a concussion, and you got to give a speech later.
Well, my guess is that people are going to be pretty careful not to bust his lip. Remember early
oh,
on when
yeah.
he had stitches?
Uh-huh.
My guess is there'll be consequences if anybody does that. But he
All
is
right,
looking
move.
Forward to having a little relaxation. He has worked hard. We landed in Chicago about 1 a.m. this morning after having closed it out in Iowa. He gave a great speech in Iowa where he talked about that woman from South Carolina who began the whole fired up, ready to go. And you know he invited her to come to Iowa last night to join
oh, yeah.
him and fire up the crowd. And you know what she said?
What?
She said, sir, I'm sorry. I cannot fly on Air Force One. I am in North Carolina knocking on doors, and I intend to make sure we win North Carolina. That's
wow.
what this is all about. She turned down a ride on Air Force One to go with him to Iowa because she said, I am doing work for you in North Carolina because I want to make sure that state is blue.
Now everybody's talking.
Goosebumps.
Yeah.
The president, folks discussed this morning, he shed a tear. They say, well, was he emotional or was it because of the cold weather? Mm-hmm. I say, you know, look, night before the election last year, he was emotional talking about his grandmother. He also remembers that. Look, it all began in Iowa.
It all began in Iowa. The people of Iowa were the ones who really spent that time over the course of that early part of the campaign getting to know him. And we were right next to where our campaign headquarters has been. So, yes, it was a very emotional moment. It brought back some extraordinary memories. And so it seemed really quite fitting to end where we began on that amazing night of the Iowa caucuses.
Your assessment of Pennsylvania, Valerie, we keep hearing a lot about that. The Romney folks are trying to go to Pennsylvania. Your assessment internally of Pennsylvania?
I have a lot of confidence in Pennsylvania. I think he's going to Pennsylvania because he sees he's got a problem in Ohio, so he's got to go somewhere, and so he's looking at all of his options. But our ground game, you can't just go into Pennsylvania at the last minute. Our folks in Pennsylvania have been working there for years. They have relationships on the ground. You know the president's grassroots effort is powerful, and we are determined to get out the vote based on those long-term relationships. So he can try Pennsylvania. He can try a lot of different options, but we are very confident about what's going on in Pennsylvania.
Unlike last
First lady
year,
laid it. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Unlike last year, we partied in Grand Park and partied some more than the day after. Tomorrow, y'all got to go back to work.
We have to go back to work.
You got
You're
a country
right.
to run.
But I will tell you, we will party tonight.
All right.
We will party into the wee hours of the morning tonight. But then it's time to get back to work, and the president has a big second-term agenda. If the American people do what I think they will do and put confidence in him for a second term, then we have a lot of hard work ahead, and it'll be time to get going tomorrow.
Well, Tom, we've had songs after each one of the debate. My song today, Tom, is simple. It's for Mitt Romney. MC Breed, ain't no future in your frontin'.
Because he's going backwards and we're going forward.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys are the best. Thank you so much. You've been terrific. You've been so supportive. You've given us a platform to get out our message. Love you both.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
When we get to, our call from the president before or after he plays ball?
Oh, before.
Yeah.
Yeah.